And here we are off and running on a Monday morning, kicking off your work week, Monday, October 28th, 2019, 11, coming up on 12 minutes past the hour. Last Monday in October, can you believe it? What is it? Thanksgiving is Thursday night, and then we will be off into the month of November. And you know, there are all kinds of interesting things that happen in the month of November. What do we have? We have Veterans Day is in November. We have Thanksgiving in November. We have the busiest shopping day in November. You know, there's one other thing that we have in November now that everybody forgets. Does anybody know the other thing in November that we have that everybody forgets now? We have, as I just said, we have Veterans Day. We have Thanksgiving. We have the busiest shopping day of the year. What is the other event that goes on in the month of November now every year? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. I want to talk about something that happened on Saturday night. Sean and I came in. We had some things to do around the station, and we decided to do a show on Saturday night. It was unadvertised, but we did it live over the airwaves, and it repeated. It's still in the repeats, but it repeated sometime early Saturday morning, Sunday morning, I guess it would have been, about 3 o'clock, and I woke up Sunday morning to a note from one of our listeners saying she had caught the replay of this program at about 3 o'clock in the morning, Sunday morning, and thought it was hysterical. Now, you know, it could have been hysterical. basically, what happened was Sean and I came in, and we really had no topic or agenda that night, Saturday night. We started talking a little bit about politics because we had done that last week. So much here on the station. But essentially, we got into a topic about travel. Because I've went on a lot of trips, and Sean has been present on a lot of these trips, or I've went with him, or however you want to say it. He went with me, I went with him, and other people were involved in a lot of these trips. But, you know, that just seems to have been the common ground. And, apparently, this was a funny show. Now, here's what's funny about these trips that I was talking about that Sean and I have taken. Because we've been to New York, we've been to Chicago, we've been to Toronto, we've been to Indianapolis, we've been to places, big cities in Ohio, Columbus, Lima, so on and so forth. Something bad always happens. Now, there are good points to these trips. And there are good memories. I do not deny that. But it just seems like something bad or weird always happens. So if anybody's heard that show, because I assume it's probably replayed more than just Sunday morning or Saturday night when it was live, what do you think of these travel stories that he and I have went through? Were they funny to listen to on the radio? And also, do you have any travel stories of your own that were absolutely disastrous? Now, none of these stories have ever taken us out, but some have come very close. And now we come back to my shoddy memory, because I do remember on Saturday night we ran out of time, and Sean was talking about something. And I said, we don't have time to tell that story, but if somebody hears this and calls in one morning this week when I'm on between 8 and 10, Monday through Friday, I will tell the story. But I can't remember what the story had to do with, because there are so many of these travel impairments that we have went through over the years. And they're always a lot of fun. But if you've ever had a travel disaster, and I know you have, because we as human beings, I don't think are really set up to travel. I think we enjoy travel, and we get a lot of memories out of traveling, But I think generally we're not set up to travel because we can't take everything with us. There are 1,000 things we can forget. There's just always a problem that can arise out of travel. So these things are funny to talk about as time goes on. Now, I am wondering how people are doing on their diets. This has become an interesting thing that we do here on the show from time to time. Check in and see how people are doing on their diets. And if anybody wants to give us an update, let us know, because that's a very tough thing. Being on a diet is a very difficult thing to do. I know I've been accused of being rough on people in this, but it's a big undertaking. It's not small at all. If you are going to go on a diet, this is going to be a very big undertaking. And do you have diet stories from over the years about diets that have failed? Now, in recent years, we've heard so much about the Atkins diet. We've heard a lot. I remember the South Beach diet was very popular for a long time. I don't know what, I have no idea what that was. I have no idea what they were doing in South Beach that was so popular as a diet. I remember they were doing the cleanses, which I think had to do with diets. Everybody was getting a cleanse done. That never sounded like a good idea to me either. What else was popular? Oh, boy, oh boy, for years and years, there were the, remember Deal-A-Meal? Remember when Deal-A-Meal came out? And what I remember about Deal-A-Meal was, which was the Richard Simmons card game. Apparently, somehow, playing a card game would help you lose weight back in those days with this Deal-A-Meal. And what I remember about this so distinctly about the Deal-A-Meal was that you could not buy it in stores. And it was a very popular thing, probably mid to early 1980s, maybe late 1980s, somewhere in there, but it was in the 80s. And this was the thing. If you were going to go on a diet, the Deal-A-Meal was the thing that you had to have. And I remember you had like a, it looked like a wallet. And then you had all these multicolored cards. And I think the cards represented food groups, which I don't even know if we have food groups anymore. I know one point it turned into the food pyramid. And now I don't know what it is. I think it might just be eat what you want to eat. But this Deal-A-Meal, all the food groups were in different categories with different color cards, and the cards represented, I think, the food that you could eat. And then you would put the cards in the wallet thing, and that was how that all worked. And you weren't supposed to hit a certain amount of calories. I think it was based on calories, not carbs. You weren't supposed to hit a certain amount of calories every day. You weren't supposed to go over it. So, was anybody out there listening ever on the Deal-A-Meal who can explain this better than I can? Because I don't remember it very well. I just remember it had something to do with food groups, something to do with multicolored cards, something to do with a wallet, and I believe it focused in on calories rather than anything else. And diet's tough, as I say. And I remember at one point there was something to do with vinegar that was supposed to be a diet ritual. Anyway, if anybody's interested, give me a ring here on this Monday morning, foggy Monday morning, 740-383-9944. Now, something else that's kind of interesting to me about this whole dieting thing, what it makes me think about, is vinegar. How many things in our daily life can we use vinegar for? I wonder when vinegar was decided to be the end-all, be-all liquid in our life, I guess is the best way to put it, because I know people have used vinegar on food. Obviously, I would think that would be the common usage. But I think people have also used vinegar to clean. I know it's a very heavy-duty cleaning supply that you can mix with things. And I know vinegar is used in a lot of home remedies for certain things. But I'm not sure what it is about vinegar that does that. I know they say, boy, you can use all these cleaning supplies to get this area clean in your home, but if you would just take some vinegar, the whole thing would be crystal clear clean. What does anybody know what it is about vinegar? Or does anybody have a good recipe with vinegar, either for a cleaning supply or just something of interest like that? I think that's fascinating. 740-383-9944. It was also brought to my attention that last week the church out on Polane Road that we've talked about so many times on this show is being torn down. The church was there for many, many years on Polane Road. We talked about it on this show after the fire last year or earlier this year. The fire wasn't too long ago that burned pretty much most of the church away, certainly on the inside. And now I know that I can see that it is being torn down out there on Polane Road. And the owner of that church even called into this program one morning and was talking about why the church had not been torn down. Does anybody know what might have happened that has finally led to that church being torn down? We'd love to hear that. Fascinating. 740-383-9944. And the other question I have this morning is back to this home remedy thing, because we are about to get into a time of year where the weather really changes and people start to get sick. They get sick with the flu, they get sick with colds, they get sick with stomach viruses, they get sick with fevers, they get sick with aches and pains. Does anybody have any of these home remedies that maybe they use today or maybe have been totally forgotten, but that they know worked? Any old home remedies? Now, a lot of these home remedies date back to people's childhood. They remember grandma or grandpa or mom or dad or aunt or uncle using these home remedies to cure or at least help along certain medical problems that people were having. I remember the oatmeal paste. I don't even know if they still do this. But do you remember when somebody used to get chicken pox that the way to stop the person from scratching, which I think is what the point was to create an oatmeal paste? Now, I don't know if there was anything more in the oatmeal than just oatmeal. I don't know if it was just you smeared the person with oatmeal or not, but does anybody remember that oatmeal paste? I haven't heard that being used in a long time, but I do remember it, because what they would do is they would make the oatmeal up, and I can't remember if you had to add anything else to it or not. But they would take out like wax paper and put it on your bed or wherever you were laying, the couch, because you were sick, you had chicken pox. And they would lay that wax paper out on the bed or on the couch, and then they would have you lay on it, and then they would just take this oatmeal that they had just prepared and put it all over your body so that you would not scratch the chicken pox and create scars or cause all kinds of problems. And I guess if they opened up the windows, maybe birds would come in and peck you because you were covered in oatmeal. The strange things people did, and people did do stuff like that. But I don't remember, was there anything else in the oatmeal paste? Or was it just oatmeal? I cannot remember. Give me a call, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 25 minutes past the hour. Now, the one that people really want remedies to are colds and the flu. And also things that do with your stomach, because it's not good to have an upset stomach. That is not a pleasant time. Now, I know one of the things that you have in your house that can be good for an upset stomach is ginger. Now, most people ingest the ginger through, like, ginger tea or something like that, because usually when you have an upset stomach, you don't want to have food. So you would not want gingerbread or something like that. So most people go to ginger tea in that particular case. But I know ginger is something that will soothe the stomach. So home remedies is the topic. And of course, the ever-present hot toddy. Now, I don't think that people recommend the hot toddy anymore, but hot toddies used to be a big thing. It was usually done with tea, I think, but there was some kind of alcohol in there that was given to the person, and that was allegedly supposed to kill all the illness in the person's body. And I know we've had a few hot toddy recipes called in here, and being that we are getting close again to cold and flu and stomach virus season, does anybody want to call in a hot toddy recipe that maybe they use till this day? I don't know. I think it was also used in a way to break a fever. I think that's what hot toddies were used for, aside from trying to kill the aches and pains and whatever else was going on in your body from an illness. I think it was also used to break a fever, if I remember right. So that's on the table as well this morning, too. Lots of questions in regard to that. 740-383-9944. Now, here's just a technical thing. Because sometimes when I'm driving around, I do turn on this station in the car because I like to see, you know, what's on. And if it's something I haven't heard, I'll stick around and listen to it. Now, one thing I notice in my car, but I can't figure out what this is. It sounds to me like my voice is coming through very deep. Now, maybe I just have a deep voice. I don't know. But I listen to myself as opposed to other people, and I can't tell if it's just my voice or if it's other people's voices as well. Because I guess what I'm thinking is maybe the radio in my car, maybe the settings on the radio are not right. Because, you know, sometimes if the bass settings are not right or there's some treble setting off, you can cause a voice to sound awful strange. Because we broadcast here in voice all the time. So I'm not sure if that's what's happening with my voice. Can you understand everything I'm saying? I guess that's the major point here. Am I coming through loud and crystal clear? That's what we want to know. I did adjust the microphone a little bit this morning, turned it down from where it was last week. And I'm not sure if I turned it down a little more like this, if that would help as well. I don't know, because I don't know what it sounds like when I'm talking. I only get to hear it after it's been taped and replayed. So when it's coming over the air live, I really have no idea what it sounds like. Now, I would guess if people couldn't understand what I was saying, people would be calling in saying, we can't understand you. So I assume I'm understandable, but you never know. At your home and in your car, am I coming through okay? Now, there's another question. So we've got a lot of questions here in the first 20 minutes of the program this morning, and we haven't even gotten to anything else yet. 740-383-9944, talking about the church out on Polane Road, which I believe now is probably pretty well demolished. It took a long time, but I guess really it didn't take a long time. The fire there was not that long ago. I wonder if anybody knows what the change was that now has led to that church being torn down. Does anybody have any of the home recipes, home remedies? Does anybody know what the oatmeal paste was all about when it came to chicken pox? Does anybody know about any old home remedies in general, hot toddies, things that people did? Or how is my voice sounding right now? Is it coming through well and understandable? Or do you have any travel stories because of the show that Sean and I did the other night that are funny to you? Give me a ring. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Now, we do have some breakfast trivia left over from last week. I know we did a lot of it, and we got a lot of questions answered correctly, and that's always a lot of fun. I think we've got about four questions left here two that we never got to, and two that we never got answers to. So maybe we'll break into that here early on this Monday morning, 31 minutes past the hour. Okay, this one, I don't even know if we've had a guess yet on this one. How many cups of coffee does Dunkin' Donuts sell every second? Now, I'm talking about every second. Tick-tock, tick-tock, tick-tock. 4 seconds went by right there. How many cups of coffee does the Dunkin' Donuts chain sell every second? Does anybody know the answer to that? Now, the other question we had last week that I don't think anybody guessed on, how many types of donuts does Dunkin' Donuts sell in the United States? So basically, how many different ways can you make a donut? It's an interesting number. How many different types of donuts does Dunkin' Donuts sell in the United States? 740-383-9944. Now we've, let's see, I have to get into our prize folder because I do believe that the Wilds expired last week, if I'm not mistaken. Because I believe the Wilds were over on the 26th. Is that right? Let's see here. 27th. So the Wilds are no more. So we have to get rid of these tickets to Jack Hanna's Wilds. I guess that is over for the season. Now the tickets to the Columbus Zoo are still good. And the Huntsman Auto oil changes are still good. But I'm not sure if the Sleepy Hollow down at Tecumseh is still good or not. Let me get one of these lanyards to see if these are still good here. Let's see here. Let's see. Sleepy Hollow down at the... No, they're good through the 31st. So we still have the Sleepy Hollow passes for Tecumseh. So we're down to the zoo tickets, the Huntsman Auto oil change, and the Tecumseh, Sleepy Hollow, with Halloween coming up on Thursday. So those are the prizes. You have three prizes that you can pick from. Tickets to go down to the Columbus Zoo, and by the way, you can go down there at your leisure because those tickets are good through the first of next year. We have tickets to the Sleepy Hollow, the big thing down at Tecumseh for Halloween. And we also have a Huntsman Auto oil change, 5 quarts of non-synthetic oil for automobiles only. All right. 34 minutes past the hour. The two questions from last week. How many cups of coffee does Dunkin' Donuts sell every second? And if you come within 5 of this, I'll give it to you. If you come within 5, I'll give you the answer correctly. And also, if you come in within 5 of the number of donuts, the different types of donuts that Dunkin' Donuts sells in the United States, if you come within 5 of that, I'll give you that answer correctly. So, how many types of donuts does Dunkin' Donuts sell in the United States? That's one question. And the other question, how many cups of coffee are sold at Dunkin' Donuts every second? That's the other question. So we've got those two. Now, we have two new questions that I'm going to add this morning in regard to breakfast. And they come back to cereal slogans. Or I guess I don't want to say cereal. I want to say more breakfast slogans. Because we had a lot of fun with this and we've got most of these answered. Well, we got all these answered last week. All right. So happy together. Does anybody know what breakfast food that was a slogan for? So happy together. Does anybody know what breakfast food the slogan was so happy together? Now, I'll give you one more here. I want to eat your cereal. That's a breakfast slogan. I want to eat your cereal. Does anybody know what breakfast food that was a slogan for? Okay, there you go. 36 minutes past the hour. We've got the Sleepy Hollow passes. We've got the Huntsman Auto Oil Change, 5 quarts of non-synthetic oil for automobiles only. We've got Columbus Zoo and Sleepy Hollow down at Tecumseh. Or if you just want to call in and answer the question, that works as well. So, does anybody know what breakfast food had the slogan, "I want to eat your cereal"? The slogan was, "I want to eat your cereal." What was the cereal? Another slogan was, "So happy together." Does anybody know what breakfast food had a slogan, "So happy together"? Does anybody know how many types of donuts Dunkin' Donuts sells in the United States? How many types of donuts does Dunkin' Donuts sell in the United States? And the other question, how many cups of coffee does Dunkin' Donuts sell every second? Those are the four. 740-383-9944. Give me a call if you know the answer to any of those questions. Oh, I think we've got some guesses here online. Let me read these. Okay. No, I do not think those are the correct answers. Unfortunately, those were not the ones that we were looking for. Let's go to the phone line. Go ahead, caller.
Count Chocula?
For which one?
For "I Want to Eat Your Cereal."
"I Want to Eat Your Cereal" was Count Chocula. Now, did you remember that or did you Google that?
I remembered that.
You remember that. You know, I did not remember that. Do they? I know at Halloween they sell Count Chocula, but do they still sell that year-round?
I think so.
Isn't that something? I have not had that in a long time.
Frankenberry, Count Chocula, and all those,
Well, I remember for a time that they had Count Chocula, and they had Frankenberry, and they had Booberry. Booberry was the other one, and then they did away with Booberry and Frankenberry, and then they would bring them back at Halloween, and then they would disappear. But can you now get Frankenberry and Booberry all year round?
I know you can get the Frankenberry, but I'm not sure on the Booberry.
Isn't that... Well, this time of year, do you know if you can still get the Booberry at Halloween time?
I don't know.
it's very interesting because I thought they were all good cereals. Would you like a prize this morning?
Sure, the Columbus Zoo.
All right, let me get the paper here. Hold on just one second. Move this around here. What do we got today? October 28th. Can you believe it's October 28th already?
No, it's going fast.
My goodness. Less than 60 days away from Christmas. Holy moly.
Yeah.
Thanksgiving will be here in 30 days. What is your name?
Tammy Weber.
Tammy Weber. Tammy, are you a first-time winner?
For you guys, yeah.
Oh, great. Do you know where we're located?
No, I don't.
Okay. We are in the... Do you know where the Ohio Health Building is on the corner of Prospect and Center?
Yes.
Okay. We're in that building. What you do is you come in the building, take the elevator up to the second floor, and we're at the end of the hallway. All the doors have signs on them, so you'll be able to find us.
Okay.
But our pickup times are Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday from 8 a.m. till 1.
Okay. My husband will probably be picking it up for me.
No problem. Well, hey, do you listen to the station very often, Tammy?
I just started.
Well,
on the weekends I listen, but I just started during the week.
Well, I hope you stick with us. We're on here every morning.
Great.
Thanks, Tammy. All right, Tammy Weber, we've got a winner already. That is right. She's got the zoo tickets. Now, remember our pickup times, because we don't mention this a whole lot. Pickup times are Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, 8 a.m. until 1 p.m. That's when you can come pick up your prizes. But it is Count Chocula. "I want to eat your cereal." It even sounds kind of like Count Chocula. Go ahead, caller.
Hello, I think there is 52 varieties of donuts.
Let's see here. Dunkin' Donuts. how many types of donuts does Dunkin' Donuts sell in the United States? No, not 52, and that's not within five, but that's a good guess.
Okay, I thank you. Luck.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Not 52, but I think that was our first guess on that question, so I'm happy we got a guess on that. These questions are fun to learn about breakfast. All right, so we've got the Count Chocula. I want to eat your cereal. That was the slogan for Count Chocula cereal. And Tammy got that, and she's the winner of some zoo tickets for that. But we have another one. So happy together. What breakfast food is that a slogan for? So happy together. Does anybody know? And the question we just had a guess on there. How many different types of donuts does Dunkin' Donuts sell in the United States? Does anybody know how many different types of donuts that Dunkin' Donuts sells in the United States? Or, the question I don't think we've ever had a guess on yet, how many cups of coffee does Dunkin' Donuts sell every second? Can you imagine the chain every second? How many cups of coffee does Dunkin' Donuts sell every second? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 42 minutes past the hour here on this Monday morning. Don't forget, coming up at 10 o'clock this morning, it is mid-morning coffee break with Adam Lepp and Dr. Ron Feynman. And then at 4 o'clock today, we've got Voice of the People with Linda Sims. And at 5:10, we've got the Mike Wilson Show. All kinds of interesting offerings here at WWGH Radio. All local and all in the public interest. Right where we like them. All right, is this another guess here? Go ahead, caller.
So happy together, wasn't that Wheaties?
So happy together. Not Wheaties. You know, Wheaties was... Oh, gosh, what was the slogan for Wheaties? It was on the tip of my tongue. Wasn't Wheaties, the Breakfast of Champions?
Yeah, that was it.
That was Wheaties. But no, good guess, though. Thank you.
Thank
you. Wheaties was the Breakfast of Champions, and I think that was because they had some tie-in to the Olympics, if I remember right. But that was the slogan for Wheaties. But the breakfast food that we're looking for the slogan for, or we're looking for the name of the breakfast food for this slogan, So Happy Together. Does anybody know what breakfast food had the slogan So Happy Together? That's what we're looking for. Does anybody know how many types of donuts that Dunkin' Donuts sells in the United States? And if you get within five, we'll give you it. How many different types of donuts does Dunkin' Donuts sell in the United States? How many cups of coffee does Dunkin' Donuts sell every second? Cups of coffee. Does Dunkin' Donuts sell every second? Those are the three morning, I don't want to say cereal, because I guess they're not cereal questions. Those are the three morning questions that we've got on the table this morning, 740-383-9944. How many cups of coffee does Dunkin' Donuts sell every second? How many types of donuts does Dunkin' Donuts have in the United States? And what breakfast food had the slogan, So Happy Together? We're so happy together here this morning on WWGH. Go ahead, caller.
Yes, I'm trying to answer another question.
Go right ahead.
I'm guessing 60 for how many cups of coffee Dunkin' Donuts sells.
60, you know, that's not right, but that's a good answer. I'll say that's a very good answer when it comes to cups of coffee.
Okay, I thank you a lot.
Thank you. We'll get one of them here. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Not 60. The question is, how many cups of coffee does Dunkin' Donuts sell every second? How many cups of coffee does Dunkin' Donuts sell every second? The first guess on that this morning, we finally got it just moments ago, was 60. But it's not 60. Does anybody know how many cups of coffee Dunkin' Donuts sells every second? Now, you don't have to be right on this one. If you get within five, I'll give it to you. And I'll also, if you can get within five of this question, I'll give you it as well. There are how many types of donuts in the Dunkin' Donuts chain? How many different types of donuts does Dunkin' Donuts have? And then our last cereal question here. Which breakfast food had the slogan, "So happy together"? Does anybody know what cereal that was? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And we've got Huntsman Auto Oil Change, 5 quarts of non-synthetic oil for automobiles only. We've got the Sleepy Hollow passes down at Tecumseh. And we've got the Columbus Zoo tickets. And we've already had one giveaway this morning to Tammy Webster, I believe it was, Columbus Zoo tickets, or Weber. So there you are. 740-383-9944, 47 minutes past the hour. Something was in my head there a second ago that I was going to talk about, and it just popped right out of my head. See how easy that happens? Pop, and it goes out of my head. Now, we've had the constant apple butter conversation on this program. This has kind of become the running theme of this show, is how do you make apple butter? Now, many people have called in, but there seems to be some conjecture on the making of apple butter. And even Charlie and I, on Friday, had kind of a little contretemps when it came to how to make apple butter. Now, I believe that there's brown sugar in apple butter, because I believe that's what makes it not so tart. And I believe that's also what changes the color of the apple butter. Now, Charlie says that it is apple cider, apples, sliced up apples, and cinnamon, and you just boil it down. But I think that there's brown sugar in there somewhere. And I do think that people now are cooking apple butter in a crock pot. Oh, and Charlie also thought that you put butter in apple butter, which maybe, you know, there are 1,000 different recipes, so all this technically could probably be true, to be honest with you. They might all be right. But these are the questions that we try to solve here on this morning program. Go ahead, caller.
I think "So Happy Together" is Golden Grahams.
It is Golden Grahams. Did that finally come to you, or did you look it up?
I had to look it up, I guess, the first time, and I had to look it up.
We're okay with that. No problem at all. Now, did you remember Golden Grahams being "So Happy Together"? I did not remember that this morning.
No, I didn't remember. I remember I had that little bear.
Yeah, I remember the little bear, but I don't remember "So Happy Together." Maybe that was before my time. Would you like a prize this morning, sir?
Sure. Well, I'll give it to my wife. It's my birthday.
Oh, well, happy birthday. Happy birthday. Glad you're listening to us here on your birthday. Got any big plans today?
No, I'm letting the wife decide.
Hey, there you go. That's the way to do it. We have tickets to the Columbus Zoo, which are good through the first of the year. We have tickets to Sleepy Hollow down at Tecumseh, which are good through Thursday. And we also have a Huntsman Auto Oil Change, 5 quarts of non-synthetic oil for automobiles only. That's good for 30 days. Which one would you like?
I could use an oil change.
An oil change, okay. Does your car take non-synthetic?
Yeah, it's a 06, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, okay. Okay. What is your name, sir?
Mike Murphy.
Mike Murphy. Okay, Mike, do you know where we're located?
WMRN station?
No. This is not WMRN. Where we're located...
Yeah, I know it's FM.
Yeah. Where we're located is... do you know where the Ohio Health Building is on the corner of Prospect and Center?
Yeah.
Okay. We're in that building. If you come down here and take the elevator up to the second floor, we're at the end of the hallway. There's a sign on the door, so you'll be able to find it. But our pickup hours are Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday from 8 a.m. till 1 p.m.
Okay.
Okay, but we will have that oil change here for you. Do you listen to the station often?
Well, I've been listening to it in the mornings just to see how you guys are doing about getting Tradio on the air again.
Well, you know, we do have it on one day a week right now. It's on Thursdays from 12 to 1. Have you had a chance to listen to that yet?
I thought I caught the end of it when I got home one day, but I will spread the word for y'all.
Yeah, yeah. Let everybody know. It's right now, it's Thursday 12 to 1, but if we get a lot of calls, we will extend it.
Okay, I'll put the word out.
Hey, sounds good. Well, hey, Mike, I want you to have a great birthday, and thanks for listening to us.
Hi, thank you a lot.
Thank you, bye-bye. Mike Murphy, if you know Mike, tell him happy birthday today. And he's got an oil change from Huntsman Auto for knowing the slogan to the breakfast cereal. See, I even have to look it up because I don't know the name. So Happy Together. That was Golden Grahams. Did you know that? So Happy Together was Golden Grahams. All right, 52 minutes past the hour here. Got another call coming in. Let's do it. Go ahead, caller.
Are you guessing how many kinds of donuts Dunkin' Donuts has?
Yes, we are.
Well, let's guess 32.
32. Well, I'll tell you, it's not 32, but... if you come within five, we'll give it to you. Did you have a chance to go to the Apple Butter Stir this past weekend?
No, but in southern Ohio, my brother, they always make apple butter down there, the senior citizens and stuff.
Oh, okay.
So when I talk to him, I'll ask him, what do you call it, how they make it, because when we were young, he helped my mom can and stuff. I played. So he knows how to do all that stuff, and I don't know how to do anything.
Well, it's interesting because, you know, we've had a lot of talk about this. We've talked about, is it cooked in a pressure cooker? Is it cooked in a crock pot? Is it cooked in a kettle? Is there brown sugar? Is there butter? You know, it's been an interesting conversation, so it'd be nice to get a definitive answer on it, but not 30 on the cup or the...
32, yeah, they cook it down there in a kettle because it's usually like senior citizens and like other groups and stuff. So they always cook it in a kettle.
Ah, very interesting.
And when you go to Dunkin' Donuts, I think they have so many listed, but when you go there, they don't have near that many varieties to pick from.
Well, yeah, I do think that they only have so many varieties every day. I think they probably have between 26 and maybe 35 every day. But overall, because they change them up every day.
Well, I know that because when I stopped at the one in Columbus, it seems like they have the same ones. And if you get on the internet and they have neat sight, you know, neat sounding ones, they just don't have them. They just, to me, seem to keep it, certain ones, and that's it. But, and stuff. So, I wonder when that one's coming here.
You know, I don't know how soon. I passed by that on Friday after we were done on the air here, and the house is still there, and it doesn't look like any work has been done. But I would imagine it doesn't take very long to tear down a house. I bet they can do that in a couple days. And getting up a place, which I don't think will be very big. I can't imagine Dunkin' Donuts will be very big. I bet they could have it up within a couple months.
I don't know. The ones in Columbus, they have soup and sandwiches and you know, like a lot of different stuff. So I thought it would be kind of not real big, but...
Yeah, I'm kind of... I don't know how much they can fit on that lot, because when I passed it on Friday, if you're going to have parking there, it's not a very huge lot. So if the store is very big, I don't know where people are going to park.
I don't either.
It'll be interesting to find out.
Okay.
Hey, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
And we appreciate the guesses. We've already had two winners here this morning. Tammy Weber got the zoo tickets, and Mike Murphy got the oil change from Huntsman Auto. Now, remember, the oil change is 5 quarts of non-synthetic oil for automobiles only. Now, we are open Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. That's when you can pick up your prizes, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, 8 a.m. to 1. And it is Mike Murphy's birthday, so if you know Mike, say happy birthday. But we have our two questions that we started with this morning. How many cups of coffee does Dunkin' Donuts sell every second? Now, of course, we're talking as a chain, not an individual store. But how many cups of coffee does Dunkin' Donuts sell every second? Or, how many different types of donuts does Dunkin' Donuts have in the United States? How many types of donuts does Dunkin' Donuts sell in the United States? Those are the questions. Now, if you come within five, I'll give you the answer. Cups of coffee every second, and how many different varieties of donuts do they have in the United States? Now, those both have to do with the Dunkin' Donuts franchise. Does anybody know the answer to either one of those? 740-383-9944. Or does anybody have the definitive answer on how to make apple butter? That has been a long term here at this thing here at the station. Is it brown sugar? Is it just apple cider? Is it butter? Is it sugar? Is it cinnamon? What's going on there with the apple butter? Or does everybody just make it a little differently? Which maybe that could be the case as well. You never know. 740-383-9944. Also talking this morning about home remedies, old home remedies that people used to do, the old oatmeal paste that they did for, what was it, chicken pox, the old hot toddy recipes that people used to have, the old, what else did people used to do? They used to rub stuff on your chest. A lot of women of a certain age, back in the early 1900s, would make some kind of concoction and put it on your chest. I remember there was something called a mustard paste. Does anybody know what a mustard paste was for? Or what it even was? Or a mustard plaster? It was called something like that. I don't know what it was made of, and I don't know what it was for, but I do remember hearing about the mustard plaster. But I never... That never happened to me. I didn't grow up in a household where that happened. So I don't know what mustard plaster was. So that's a question. Does anybody remember what mustard plaster was? Apparently you could be ill and have a hamburger and then just scrape some of this stuff off your chest, which I think is where they put it. Put it right on your burger and be good to go with the old mustard plaster. I don't know. Interesting things that people used to do, to be sure. All right, how many cups of coffee does Dunkin' Donuts sell every second? And how many different types of donuts does Dunkin' Donuts sell in the United States? 740-383-9944. Those are the two questions we have right now as we head to the end of the first hour. Coming up on 59 minutes past the hour, we've still got a minute left here. If you want to call in and give us an answer here, don't forget, mid-morning coffee break with Adam Lepp this morning, 10 to 11. Voice of a People with Linda Sims, 4:10 to 5. And the Mike Wilson Show, 5:10 to 6. Right here today on WWGH Radio. Does anybody know of any really good pizza shops? You know, I was thinking about that Saturday night because I thought about having a pizza. And I know there's all these national chains like Donato's and Papa John's and Domino's. But does anybody know of a really good local pizza chain? I think there's this Neighbor's Pizza, but I've never had that. Is that any good? Has anybody tried the Neighbor's Pizza? I don't know. I've never been there. I know a lot of people used to talk about the Warehouse's Pizza, and people used to love that, but I don't know. Haven't tasted that for a while either. Well, we're coming up on break time here. We're going to break for 15 minutes, come back with much more momentarily. Don't you dare go anywhere. We'll be back for another hour in just a few seconds.
The contract on the phone, I was like, well, it was a mistake, and she said it was a big mistake. And then she took it back in like a half an hour.
When I typed in your name last night, something came up from your appearance on The View on Tuesday, I think it was.
Yeah.
Snooki was on, I guess.
Oh, she was?
Yeah, and
I was there.
One day this week, I think she was on. And she gave a quote to one of the internet sites that says the first time she was there, she really liked Whoopi Goldberg, and this is her quote, Snooki.
The person who wasn't nice to me the first time on The View was Joy Behar. I was in the bathroom and she goes, "Why are you pretending to be Italian?" She was so nasty.